Greetings, Mafia. It's said God created the world in 6 days. Well, the United States government spent $100 billion in 6 days in its latest aid package for Israel and Ukraine. Impressive, isn't it? I recently mirrored a video by a fellow named Clear Value Tax on my YouTube page. And one of the reasons is to show you how people who aren't associated with the Black Pill are now using our lingo. They're saying things we'd be saying years ago. This is what I mean by saying that Black Pill is the future. Many are getting their wake-up call. In this video, I'll be discussing the futility of elections. Let's start with EU. European Union top officials aren't even elected, but rather appointed by the anonymous commission. That's how we ended up with the likes of Ursula von der Leyen and a convicted criminal, Christine Lagarde. Yes, I keep beating that drum. As for the countries outside of Eurozone, the elections are nothing but the division of the budget cake between the largest liberal and conservative parties. Smaller parties are trying to butt their way into the parliament by selling their votes to a highest bidder under the guise of coalition. As for the United States, I've been saying for a while it wouldn't make any difference if a trained monkey sits in the White House.
Mr. President, your welfare proposal is nothing but a lot of technical jargon and partisan rhetoric and... Get off me, Mr. President!
Whoever runs the United States isn't sitting in the Oval Office. We'll be witnessing a rerun of 2020 elections with the same two boomers running amok. That fucking generation can't die fast enough. It feels like anticipating another Terminator sequel. Your nerd'll suck before it's even out. We've already seen both of them in action, and we know they're incapable of dealing with the current state of economy. Trump printed the money Biden's been spending. And that's the name of the game. Fiat money isn't based on precious metals and can therefore be printed in huge amounts. This money fuels credit and large corporations relying on government support through subsidies. Take Tesla and Elon Musk, for example. Of course, he is far from being the only one. There's a problem, however. The more money you create, the more you have to spend in order to avoid hyperinflation. It certainly helps when you have a consumer-driven society. Unfortunately, it doesn't always do the trick. There's only so much money corporations, the super rich, and the glutton citizens can spend. That's where the wars come handy, because nothing bursts through money like a good war. Africa, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe traditionally provided a fertile ground whenever a war is needed. However, with the financial influx of SCO in Africa, wars are a bit harder to come by nowadays since the SCO protects its investments. It's not to say wars will cease in Africa, but they won't be as available unless the SCO has some kind of interests. The West can no longer create them on its own, it needs a permission. That leaves us with Eastern Europe and the Middle East. Problem is, most of these countries are already being drained and no longer in a fighting mood. Majority of East European military can't even draft enough people. With age average of 44, it's no surprise. I do realize, of course, there's always some unfortunate corner of the world ready for a new war, but the question is it gonna be big enough to spend all that extra cash? Let's have a look at the article from The Hill. I won't go through all of it, just the highlights. The Fed's $100 billion cash losses should be a far bigger story. The Federal Reserve's September 14 H.4.1 release shows that the Fed system-wide cash operating losses now surpass $100 billion. The Fed's losses will continue accumulating at about $2.5 billion per week as long as interest rates remain at current levels. By September 30th, the end of 2023 federal fiscal year, the Fed will have spent about $110 billion to cover cash losses, about $9 billion in operating expenses, and a bit more than $100 billion in net interest expense. A $110 billion loss is a big by any standards. And yet, the mystique surrounding the Fed's money printing power has led many to dismiss the importance of these losses. The Fed owns a little under $8 trillion in treasury and mortgage-backed securities, which, on average, earn about 2% interest. End quote. What's a $8 trillion amongst friends? Mafia, I talked about this several months ago, and I show you the chart from Fed's website. See all these analysts starting to sound more like us? Moving on. It has paid for these securities by issuing, in other words, printing, about $2 trillion in paper currency, more than $500 billion in non-interest-bearing deposits, and borrowed the remaining $5 trillion plus from banks and other money market funds. The Fed currently pays more than 5% interest on the money it borrows. End quote. Remember, I told you not so long ago that the Fed has already pivoted and it's printing money. Well, there you go. On top of that, add another $1 trillion in interest the U.S. government pays on servicing $33.7 trillion of domestic debt. By the election time, that debt will grow even higher. And now that high leverage wars are running out of stock, where are they gonna go? And what exactly will Trump, or Biden for that matter, are gonna do about this? You think either one of them clowns is capable of successfully dealing with this problem? Not according to their track record. But hey, there's more. Here's another article. Central banks are driving a shiny new gold rush. Central banks globally have bought a record 800 metric tons of gold in the first 9 months of 2023, up 14% from the same period last year. This surge in purchases is part of efforts by countries to hedge against inflation and diversify their reserves to reduce their exposure to the US dollar. Making the biggest move is China's central bank, which has snapped up to 181 tons of gold this year alone, taking its holdings of the yellow metal to 4% of its reserves. There you go, Mafia. Central banks are still buying gold hand over fist. Remember what I keep telling you. Central banks are the ultimate insiders. They know the score. There's a reason for their gold buying spree. Keep in mind, China is the largest buyer, but not the only one. Other central banks are doing it as well. This, in turn, means they no longer trust the current fiat system and they're stacking up metals as a means of protection. Take Japan, for example. Its currency is getting smashed and its economy is shrinking. Japan is the largest foreign owner of US dollar, but when it comes to gold, it sits at number 8 spot. Russia, on the other hand, is de-dollarizing rapidly. Its economy is under sanctions, and yet, it's still unscathed. Russia happens to be the fifth largest owner of gold, holding almost 3 times as much as Japan. It's not a coincidence. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which you find a link in email. This is Top Dollar, signing off.